And man, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal sizes, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman, bring me... Discover the William Mason Experience. William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville since 2008. Stop in, relax, and put your hair in the hands of one of their talented professionals. Soothing manicures, pedicures, or full body massage and botanically based Aveda facials. Continue to pamper yourself at home with Aveda lifestyle products available at William Mason Salon, a different salon, an upscale salon, spa, the finest products, and a place that is your kind of place without the upscale price. William Mason takes pride in the advanced education of their stylists, manicurists, and massage therapists, and the personal relationships they maintain with their clients. Call William Mason Salon today at 285-7200. Gift certificates are always available. William Mason Salon, an Aveda concept salon in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.net. United for
your comfort. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. And I know why you're here. Hot weather is just around the corner.
You guessed it, and that means it's time to get your AC tuned for the summer.
Since my AC runs all the time and struggles keeping the house cool, a spring tune-up would be a much-needed kickstart.
Yes, and it will help your AC run more efficient and perform at full capacity.
Doing a tune-up in spring and fall is affordable and will also help eliminate a major failure with a major cost and extend the life of your AC.
Yes, you also get your AC drain checked and flushed with a spring tune-up. Don't let a clogged up drain or rusted drain pan flood your ceiling and ruin the start of your spring.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and tune up your AC today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United
for your comfort. Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina, and let's talk about the marina. You know, we got pontoon boats we rent out down here. All you need is a driver's license, a credit card, and a little common sense, and we can get you up and down the river. You know, when you're driving on the road, they say keep it out of the ditches. When you're in the river, you want to keep it in the ditch. Well, that's the main rule. Check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu down there. Talk about the fresh seafood from the Gulf. We do it fried, steamed, or grilled. We got all kind of good eating, y'all. Shrimp from Argentina, those royal red shrimp. That's two good things right there. Make your mouth water. Let's talk about that entertainment, y'all. This Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock from Milwaukee, we got Reverend Raven and the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys. That's right. The Reverend Raven is back in town with the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys, kicking up some traditional blues, old Chicago blues, and laying it down slow and easy for you. Come on down here at Capital Oyster Bar. We hope to see you soon and come hungry.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a busy night ahead. It'll be windy. Showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous this evening, tonight, through the overnight hours till tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could be severe with damaging wind gusts, and tornadoes are certainly a possibility. Keep our weather app handy. Otherwise, a risk of showers through the morning hours tomorrow, then breezy, cooler, high 63, colder with clearing skies Sunday night, low 42, and only low to mid 60s for a high on Monday. If you don't have our weather app, get it on your phone or tablet now, and it'll instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your particular location, plus interactive radar and future radar and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Final hour of the program. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building in the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios. Some need-to-know stuff here. Jake Morfinios dug up archived UK Daily Mail Online article, an article from 2013 that reported leaked emails showing the Obama White House had given approval for U.S.-backed rebels in Syria to covertly carry out a chemical weapons attack on civilians and blame it on Syrian President Assad. A classic false flag strategy in order to provide justification for U.S. military action against Syria. Children's corpses were posed in photos, making a strong emotional impact. Jake says the photos were taken by the White Helmets in Douma, the site of the alleged chemical attack. Imagine that. Bank of America has announced it will not lend money to manufacturers of, quote, military-style firearms used by civilians just weeks after Citigroup announced that it will not do business with retailers unless they restrict gun sales. Powerful companies like Bank of America and Citigroup can make sweeping changes to America without a single political vote being cast. Political activists lobby big companies in secret. You might not even know it's happening, but yet it can affect your life immensely, as much as any federal law. Ideological differences are punished in the marketplace. This is the Chinese model. Tech billionaire and venture capitalist Tim Draper has gathered enough votes to trigger a referendum on splitting California into three separate states that include Northern California, which would include San Francisco and Sacramento, Southern California, which is San Diego, San Bernardino, and the Mojave Desert, and just regular old crazy California, a sliver of coastline taking in L.A. and surrounding areas. California has almost 40 million residents and a GDP of $2.75 trillion. If a November referendum were to be successful, Congress would still have to authorize the split due to its national significance, and I say that's never going to happen. 16 Republican congressmen are asking the General Services Administration, that would be yet another acronym, this one's GSA, to reevaluate a contract with Citibank to facilitate $700 billion in payment transactions as a result of the financial institution's anti-Second Amendment policies. Of course, I just told you what they did last month about restricting sale of firearms and all that and to stop selling bump stocks. I got news for you. The sounds you hear from Vegas, that's not bump stocks. That's a fully automatic machine gun. Israeli soldiers have killed 32 Palestinian protesters near the border fence in Gaza. The Palestinian Authority says the unarmed civilians have been egged on by Hamas to approach the fence and even to cross it to sacrifice themselves in order to gain international attention for their cause. Palestinians are protesting to return to the land that they formerly occupied and against the dire living conditions imposed on them by Israel. Yemen, Houthi rebels, who are Shia Muslims affiliated with Iran, fired ballistic missiles into Riyadh, the capital of Sunni Saudi Arabia, targeting Aramco oil assets. The Houthi attack was in retaliation to air raids on Yemen by the Saudis, of course backed by us. The UN says 10,000 people have died in the three-year-old war, and three-quarters of Yemen's population, 22 million civilians, are starving and need relief aid. The timing is inconvenient as the U.S. is threatening to strike Syria, which it just did, an ally of Iran. Israel has threatened Iran. The Saudis support Israel against Iran. And the Saudis agree with France in, quote, curbing Iran. Crazy. There's a new program they're starting. It's your tax dollars hard at work, which automatically activate a teen's voting registration at age 18. There's been a 10% increase in registration since the Parkland High School shooting. Young people often lean left. Imagine that. 43% of the pre-registered teens chose not to be affiliated, while 38% chose to have a D behind their name. 10% chose an R. Who cares? As we said earlier, Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan announced he will retire and is not seeking re-election in the 2018 midterms. Under Ryan's leadership, Republicans failed to repeal Obamacare. They failed to fund the wall. And they failed to pass pro-American immigration reform. So there's a good chance Democrats will win the majority in the House, and Ryan's retirement could influence Republican donors to shift funding away from House candidates to Mitch McConnell, in trying to save the Senate. Senator John Kennedy, that's a Republican from Louisiana, explained that Facebook has two major problems, privacy and propaganda, which may lead to government regulation over the private company. Facebook is the biggest provider of news in the United States. Listen to that. Facebook is the biggest provider of news in the U.S. with a long track record of censorship, and it has the power to turn election results. Google and Facebook control 90% of the digital advertisement market. In addition, Americans' privacy has been grossly violated because they've not understood their user agreements. Nobody ever reads them. During Zuckerberg's testimony, he volunteered that artificial intelligence would be a great way to monitor so-called hate speech. That should throw a huge red flag up, folks. Currently, there are 2 million Americans addicted to opioid drugs, and more than 300,000 people have died from opioids since 2000. Obama signed a law, the Ensuring Patient Access and Effective Drug Enforcement Act of 2016, that shackled the DEA, that would be the Drug Enforcement Agency, from cracking down on big pharma drug traffickers who sell millions of opiates to small pharmacies and clinics who in turn sell the pills to street dealers in a scheme that illegally distributes the addictive drug. There's no excuse for Congress refusing to repeal the law now, except that parts of the federal government support the opioid industry. Let me tell you why that's not going to get overthrown, because 90%, and that may be low, of all your senators and your congressmen get a large amount of money from all of the pharmaceutical companies. A lot of money. I say, Postman, tell me if I'm wrong, I think every lawmaker should have to wear a uniform with decals on there, with stickers, with patches of who supports them, where they get their money. Just like a NASCAR team.
Yeah, they might as well go NASCAR.
So we'll know. So we'll know who are they really for. You know, I did a show 2 years ago showing that if 95% of Americans want a certain law passed, but the ones who fund these lawmakers don't want it passed, guess what? It doesn't get passed. But if 90% of Americans don't want a law passed, but these people, these pharmaceutical companies, want it passed, it gets passed. So the lawmakers aren't listening to us. This isn't a of, by, and for the people government anymore. It's a whoever pays these people the most money government. That's where we are, folks. That has got to change. We need the Constitution back. Yeah. And I don't know that we'll ever get it back.
That shows you the ICCs are the ones that are running the whole planet.
Yep. It's insane, folks. It is insane. Well, let's hit this short three-minute break. 272-9228 is the number here, should you wish to call and express your opinion. And we'll be back in three short minutes. Y'all come back.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. We're going to get it. Home Depot, Lowe's, huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot. This month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you got to be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam from my friends at Woodham Southside Firestone, the name you can trust 50 years and still running strong. Woodham Southside Firestone. You're going to love them the first time. Got a nice area for you, air conditioned, by the way, for you to wait in, the waiting area. And all of the great ASE technicians and mechanics will do the job right the first time. I can tell you from firsthand experience, well, let's put it like this. After 40 years, Woodham Southside Firestone is the only place you need to go. From the tires, oil changes, transmission service, you name it, they're going to take care of it. I want to read just a couple of reviews for you. Martha C. says, have used Mr. Woodham for over 30 years and have never had one problem. He stands behind his work. Also, from the Finley family, they write, straightforward, answers everything you ask, and has a reasonable price. It's the hallmark of repairs. Woodham Southside Firestone, the name you know, the name you can trust. Woodham Southside Firestone for all your automotive needs.
Have you visited the new Club Pilates location at Zelda Place? It's just as good as the original location on Vaughn Road in East Montgomery. Stop in and take a free 30-minute intro class today. Club Pilates is unlike any workout you've done before. Come in and try it out. Stop by Club Pilates Zelda April 19th to the 21st and be a part of the grand opening celebration. For more information, visit clubpilates.com.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Wow, one of these nights I'm going to let that play. That is a great song. Welcome back to the program. Telford, England, three police officers who investigated rape and pimping scandal, a rape and pimping scandal of underage British girls by predominantly Pakistani Muslim men, revealed that their superiors dropped the cases because the chief said it was, quote, too much trouble. Social workers often ignored complaints, and one of the chiefs said the cases were dropped to save the children from having to testify in court. Medical professionals are accused of failing to question why underage girls were having abortions, miscarriages, and taking the morning after pill. Now, to fully understand this story, it's necessary to know that most of these girls were teens who were lured into the sex rings and later brutalized and threatened into silence. British tolerance of prostitution may have added to the lackluster response by police and medical professionals. The British government is obsessed with protecting the public image of immigrant criminals. Amen. Is this Bill?
This is Bill.
Bill, you're on the air, man.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. What's up?
What I believe needs to happen in this country is a law needs to be passed to where no one can run for a federal public office unless they have spent a minimum of 3 years in the military fighting for our country on foreign soil.
I like it.
Period.
I like it.
I do, too.
That's a great idea.
Yes, sir.
I tell you something I would like to see. I think that the pay of any representative of the people should be the median income of the people he represents. If they want
to give him
a little stipend for his office and all, that's fine. But there's no way they need to be making $170,000 when the average pay of the people they represents, what, 35 or 40? That's insane.
Yes, I agree.
Yep.
I think if we took the people and passed a law to where they're limited on their terms, mm-hmm. and they have to have been in the military fighting on foreign soil for our country before they can run for office.
I agree 100%, man. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's a great idea. Of course, that eliminates me, but I don't want to be a politician anyway.
Me either.
You know, something my dad always said, and I know I keep repeating myself just like my dad did when he got older, but my dad always said, ask yourself why these people would spend $1 million or more to campaign for an office that purportedly only pays, you know, at that time, $100,000. Because they're going to get a whole lot more than that once they get in there. And he was right, of course. He was right pretty much all the time. I just didn't listen to him. But, you know, that does make sense.
Oh, yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
It's like it's the haves and have-nots. And to want to be a have, the billionaire club's pretty much closed. So if you want to be one of them, you're going to have to be a politician and extort your way to the top like all of them are trying to do. And that's so sad. That's not the way America was supposed to be. These people were supposed to represent us. They were supposed to be just cut from the common everyday American and go up there and do what's right for the common everyday American. But now it's special interests. It's PACs. What I want to know is, when did lobbying become legal? Has that always been legal? Because that's nothing but that's extortion. It's paying off a politician. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
When did that become legal? Has it always been legal? I guess that's a barren question because I don't understand that. I'd love to know the answer. because it's not right. You know, that's legal bribery, and it's not right, not at all. It's crazy. But there's so much that's wrong. Speaking of stuff that's wrong, Randy Weingarten of the American Federation of Teachers has threatened to pull that organization's business from Wells Fargo unless Wells Fargo severs ties with the NRA. Oh, and also gun manufacturers, too. Got to throw that in there. So far, the bank is resisting. A bank official said he did not believe that the American public wants banks to decide which legal products consumers can and cannot buy. Now, here's the problem. Conservatives are on the defense, but they need to become highly organized like their opposition on the left and get on the offense. But for some reason, we don't do that. And I think it's because we have traitors in our midst who are preventing that from happening. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. That's kind of how I see things. I don't know. I'm here on this program before. I've mentioned the N search. The letter N search. He has some really cool stuff on his website. Here's what the latest stuff is. According to Tom Hennigan, he reports that Al Gore called President Trump yesterday, which would be 2 days ago, and told him the Syria chemical attack was a total hoax. Nobody around Trump was telling him the real story, which is very scary. You always think the president has access to hawks and doves to give him both sides of the argument about going to war or not going to war, but Trump doesn't. With neocon scum like John Bolton, Sean Hannity, and others whispering, go to war, in his ear, Trump has no one telling him the truth. Well, Al Gore told him the truth and might have just prevented World War III. Now, obviously, this was written before the missile attacks. Gore also told him to get the Leo Wanta deal finalized, and Trump agreed it needs to get finished so that trillions can be put back in the U.S. Treasury. And Lee Wanta can pay for the wall from his pocket change. We're going to have to get into the Wanta story later. Let's see. The crimes we know Mueller and his SES deep state crew have done are literally infinite. And this is the part that concerns me. Listen to this. I hope most of you no longer believe the fairy tales from QAnon. QAnon is a traitor group, that's T-R-A-I-T-O-R, not T-R-A-D-E-R, who tells everybody, trust Mueller, trust SES member Jeff Sessions. Just relax and let us do the work. Those who spread this QAnon false hope are deceiving the people badly. QAnon is not telling any of you to take real action that can really change things. QAnon is not dropping new intel we didn't already know, or things so devastating they would crush the deep state. No, QAnon is there to drop riddles so you'll waste your time while he sits back to tell you, while he tells you to sit back, grab a beer, and let them finish the treasonous takedown. It's a psyop, and it's treasonous to sit back and trust the plan when all of us should be educating the normies every single day out there and not doing nothing and trusting Q to win the day. Q didn't even break the huge story about the senior executive services, which I talked about 3 shows ago, SES. And some of you hang on Q's every word and think Q is going to win the day. What a sick joke. I wish Q was real and we could relax, but you have an idiot. You have to be an idiot to think that. Just like I wish Alex Jones wasn't controlled opposition and didn't throw Wolfgang Halbig under the bus when nobody died at Sandy Hook. I wish he didn't lie about Lee Wanta. I wish he didn't cover up the Wanta murder plot caught on tape for the deep state. And I wish he wouldn't do everything in his power to censor Stu Webb for over 20 years. I really do wish Alex Jones and Matt Drudge were real patriots, doing 100% to win, because if they were, we would have already won. If a patriot-controlled Drudge report, the world would awaken in about 6 months. And those of you reading this know this. This is how it was written. I didn't write this. I'm going to risk my life as all of you and go to my grave without telling you what doesn't add up with Alex Jones. I want you to put the heat on him when he lies and censors, and maybe someday we can force him kicking and screaming to win the fight by stopping his lies and censorship. I don't know why they're attacking Alex Jones like that, but Robert Mueller raided President Trump's lawyer not for information on Stormy Daniels or the Access Hollywood tape, as reported by the CIA fake news. That was their cover story. This is a direct sweeping clean operation by Mueller to cover up the crimes of the deep state, like I said earlier. The lawyer had imported files regarding the Wanta funds, the shootdown of JFK Jr.'s plane for Hillary, 9/11, and much more. You see, JFK Jr. and Donald Trump were the best of friends. I didn't know that. Tom Hennigan reports the secret military tribunals were already looking into the JFK Jr. plane crash. Mueller is in panic mode trying to get his hands on all documents for his deep state demon masters. It's all about cover-up so he and the others don't go to prison. Mueller can already deserves to go to prison for this 9/11 cover-up, Uranium One, and much more. So we're in a do-or-die struggle now. Mueller will do everything he can to save his own sorry carcass from going to prison. He's breaking the law every day, but he doesn't care who will stop this madness. Hennigan says if the military doesn't step in soon to stop Mueller's criminal cover-ups, then Donald Trump will be illegally ejected from office on some garbage charge that Mueller will invent. Our country's become a banana republic, folks. Hillary Bush and the deep state can steal trillions, they can rape children, commit treason, and the FBI and DOJ do nothing. Trump is being attacked by literal demons from hell right now. He needs our prayers. Please pray justice is done here and Mueller, Sessions, and Rosenstein get arrested for their cover-up and obstruction. Sessions is a member of the treasonous Senior Executive Services, SES, and was put next to Trump to cover up their crimes just in case he won. That's why Sessions will never quit the job. He's done everything in his power to obstruct justice. Stu Webb sent a letter with detailed financial crimes totaling over $100 trillion, and Jeff Sessions has covered these up. Now, this is just what I'm reading here, folks. I don't know that I agree with that, but the SES, we talked about this. This was something that was created by Jimmy Carter. These people are not, there's no vetting process at all. They're civilians that are working in our government, and they're paid as much as the highest paid government employee. And there's like 9,000 of them, and they cannot be fired. It's incredible. Here's more information on JFK's plane either being shot down with a missile or blown up with a bomb. Remember they told us that it was foggy and hazy that night, and that's why he crashed. That's a lie. It was totally clear. Witnesses saw an explosion in the air. I remember this event and remember people saying this at the time. Now, President Clinton ordered they wait 3 hours before the Coast Guard could investigate the crash site. That was to ensure the wreckage would sink before they got there. And then they all buried them at sea, just like Osama bin Laden. They do this when they don't want anyone to know the truth. These reports, however, state the personal reasons behind Carolyn Kennedy's abrupt withdrawal. That was her having received a direct threat by email correspondence from known sources within the agency, and you know who I'm talking about, stating that should she continue her quest to become a U.S. Senator, she would become a statistic like her brother, a direct reference to the assassination of her only sibling, John F. Kennedy, Jr., who was likewise murdered when threatened to take the U.S. Senate seat. He had been told, quote, belonged to Hillary Clinton, the wife of the then departing president. Wow. Unreal. Yeah, I believe that. I really do. I believe they killed him because he was too good of a pilot. I mean, none of it makes sense. None of it made sense at the time. All right, last big break of the night, folks. 272-9228 if there's anybody out there. While I have a chance, I want to thank Jason. Jason, you know who you are. Baumhauer's, Morgellons. He and I have some great conversations. He's really the only listener that I can talk to about Morgellons because he's going through what I'm going through. He sees what I see. The fibers and all that, and I really have some great conversations with him. Ed Baumhauer, thank you, Jason, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate it a lot. Folks, we'll be back in 5 short minutes.
Discover family fun at Rockin' Jump. Rockin' Jump, the ultimate trampoline park. Book your teen party, birthday, or just bring a bunch of friends. It's gonna blow your mind. Show your skills on the Rock and Jump Stunt Bag. Play trampoline dodgeball. Try the 360 dunk. Climb the 22-foot rock tower. Jousting on the XP. Rock and Jump has a clean, safe jumping program. All areas are monitored by Rock and Jump professionals. Moms, check out Rock and Tots. Rock and Tots, a special time for the little ones. Tuesday and Wednesday mornings from 9 till 11 and Saturday morning from 8 till 10. Six and under plus a parent, only $15. Additional kids, only $3 each. It's Rock and Tots. Get a guaranteed rock and jump time. Go online, fill in the info, and get your reservation time at montgomery.rockandjump.com. Rock and Jump, open weekdays 3 till 8, Friday and Saturday till 9. Sundays 11 until 8 at 5544 Atlanta Highway, across from Eastdale Mall. It's fitness disguised as fun. Rock and Jump.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Are you looking for a professional and dedicated team for all of your beauty needs? Look no further than Lavish Salon and Spa, located in historic downtown Prattville. The latest in hair trends, hair extensions, highlighting, or hair coloring, nails, waxing, and spa with all types of specialized massages. Lavish, 156 West Main in Prattville. Call 730-0747 or check Facebook. 10% off for military and first responders.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a busy night ahead. It'll be windy. Showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous this evening, tonight, through the overnight hours till tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could be severe, with damaging wind gusts, and tornadoes are certainly a possibility. Keep our weather app handy. Otherwise, a risk of showers through the morning hours tomorrow, then breezy, cooler, high 63, colder with clearing skies Sunday night, low 42, and only low to mid 60s for a high on Monday. If you don't have our weather app, get it on your phone or tablet now, and it'll instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your particular location, plus interactive radar and future radar and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
See the old people going downtown, stumbling their way through the dark. We have a couple of calls. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, my friend. I didn't know I was on.
You're on.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Okay, how about you?
Good, good.
Hanging in there like a hare in a biscuit.
There you go.
But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Trump lawyer situation. What are y'all's thoughts on this? I think, now this is my quick thought on it, now I'll let y'all give me something. But I think that they went in there and got whatever they wanted, and they're using it to try to flip him and get him to do, you know, sign on with their plan. What do y'all think about that?
You want to go first?
That could very well be true, but what I'm thinking is, I'm thinking they're trying to get him totally out. They want him disgraced. They want him to go back to his high rise, and that's where they want him to stay.
Yeah.
Is that what you think, Terry?
I think it's that, and I also think they were looking for the evidence that Trump keeps tweeting that he has. You know, that he says he's going to bring the deep state down. He's got evidence of this and that. Like he said that he knows that Judge Roy Moore got cheated out of being elected. They have all the evidence that Doug Jones cheated. He had illegal voters. All that stuff, I think he was looking for that, too, as well as what Postman said.
Well, you know how the Dems keep screaming, we have a constitutional crisis with Trump in there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is, to me, a constitutional crisis.
Oh, yeah.
to totally violate the attorney-client privilege.
Yep.
And just go in and willy-nilly and ransack. I would like to know, you know, I'm sure it wouldn't be hard, you know, to dig up some dirt on the judge that approved it. And the FBI, you know, I mean, they still got a lot of the deep state embedded Obamaites in there.
Oh, absolutely they do.
So they love the opportunity to go in there and pilfer that information.
Sure.
But the next thing was the Syrian bombing. I'm disturbed about it. Alex Jones had released something that he wasn't on board with it.
Mm-mm.
And it signs to me that he's been flipped. I mean, they said they didn't even go in and do the proper investigation to see if this was actually done by the Syrians or the rebels, which are where I understand we're backing them.
Yeah, the rebels did it. They did it, without a doubt. And, I mean, there's evidence to show that. But that's why I don't understand why he did what he did, and it scares me.
Well, they went in there and destroyed all the evidence. I think that's what, you know what I'm saying, that's a deep state total act right there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Y'all had some subject. There's a lot of subject matter going on.
Oh, sure.
And I was on target with one of them, and I said, oh, man, can't wait to call in and tell this one. And it totally slipped my mind what it was.
Welcome to my world.
Because you went to another real important topic, and I'm like, I got saturated in it, and it just slipped away.
It happens, man.
But I'm disturbed about the Syrian bombing and a lot of things going on with that. You know, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pipeline and I watched that video that I sent you about the I forget what it's called. It was called the Clinton something pipeline. Clinton. I can't remember the other actors in it, but Clinton, Bush. And another one in their pipeline.
Yeah.
But they're trying to, the globalists are trying to steer it a different way than what Russia and I forget who all's in there with Russia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, and I think they're trying to steer it through Turkey. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But the other players, the ones that we're involved with, are trying to steer it another way.
Right.
And I can't remember if it's through Egypt or what. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, but I'm not sure. I can't speak intelligently enough on it right now to comment. I know what you're talking about.
That's the Russian interest all the way. That's their total reason for being there.
Well, sure.
I'm sure there's other things, too, but, you know, that's a big moneymaker proposition for them to get
They need the energy, sure.
Or gas line, rather, supplied to Europe.
Yep.
And then they'll be making the money off of it.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's like I was looking at a website and it said that the U.S. has over 800 bases throughout the world.
Yep.
If that's not the revised Roman Empire, I don't know what is.
I know. We have no business doing all that.
I mean, look at Rome, how far outreaching their tentacles were when they were in power.
Yep, we're the same thing. We are the new Roman Empire.
That's what it looks like. I mean, what do we have interest in that? And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, he wanted, what, $800 billion or whatever to fund the military-industrial complex? Well, I think we're getting the pictures getting a little bit more in focus on why he wanted it.
Uh-huh.
What did it cost to send 100-and-something missiles to launch those things? What did the fuel cost to send our ships over there to deploy all that? What's the cost to us? How are we going to be paid back?
We're not.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see how, you know, he talked about winning and winning and winning.
Uh-huh.
I just don't see how we won anything from that.
We didn't. And we lost what I thought was a president that was going to change things.
Well, know, I still see on the fringes where he's still trying to make a difference here and there.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, he's totally wrapped up by the deep state up there and by the globalists.
He is.
Every time he moves, they counter move. And this, I'm still looking, trying to be optimistic about it and hope, you know, hold out for hope.
Yeah.
Because that's the worst thing anybody can do is lose hope.
Oh, I know.
And but looking at the QAnon thing, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, this QAnon's telling us, you know, don't you know worry, he's gonna do something, he's gonna serve all these subpoenas and indictments and all this.
I don't buy it anymore.
I'm getting less and less likely to buy it because what has Jeff Sessions done really?
Nothing. He's an SES member.
I mean, what good is he at all as far as helping the situation?
No, not at all.
I seen where the Nunes and Gates and Jim Jordan and all them, they're going to start trying to move on getting this information that they've been trying to get from the Justice Department.
Yeah, that's insane. There's no repercussions. You know, there needs to be, you give us those documents within X date or somebody's going to freaking jail.
Yep.
You know,
and they said they're gonna pull out all the stops. They said including impeachment. So they're like, you know, we're going for broke on this deal.
If they impeach President Trump, there's going to be war in the streets. Maybe that's what they want.
I'm talking about impeaching the people that are holding out on the documents.
Oh, well, good luck.
Like Rosenstein and the different ones.
He needs to be fired.
Yeah, they're going for broke on this deal. They're going. We got a few good actors up there.
Yeah.
But I heard Matt Gaetz, you know, he was like, oh, no, we need to keep Ryan in there. He's, you know, I was like, that's the one thing that I've ever heard him say that I'm not on board with.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan's got to go.
Because they want to get him out. You know, he's already said he's resigning.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, let's go ahead and get us a new leader in there. Some, you know, some fresh blood, some people that's fired up about getting things done that, you know, Trump campaigned on.
Right. Interesting.
So anyway, I'll let you get to your next caller. Y'all take care and doing a great job.
Thanks, Bo. Take care, my friend. See you. Hey, caller, thanks for waiting. You were on the air.
Hey, Ted, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy, how are you?
Fine. How about y'all? I'm going to listen to you because you got some pretty good comments tonight.
Thank you. Well, hanging in there, man.
I'm reading a statement here that James Mattis made on February the 2nd, and it says, there was no evidence Assad used poison gas on his own people.
Yep. I believe that.
Yeah, you've probably seen the article. I remember reading it, and I went back and looked it up.
Yep. Oh, yeah, this was the rebels. This is the ones McCain spent all that time going over there meeting with, and McCain's a traitor.
Oh, no doubt.
He is a traitor.
Have you seen those pictures on Veterans Today of those chemical weapons?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, they've got the serial numbers on there and all that stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I mean, come on, folks. Trump has to know this. He has to know this. You know, and I know it's a long shot, but I'm hoping that Trump just did the minimum amount he could do with hopefully not killing people just to satisfy the deep state, and then he's going to get back to doing what he's doing. But I got to tell you, my hope is fading in the man.
Yeah, I sort of feel the same way. Did you hear the interview with Gordon Duff and Renzi a couple of nights ago?
No, I missed that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. What'd he say?
Duff, he had one of these FBI guys that works in intelligence. Interview him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, they got it up on YouTube, that John Bolton is an agent for a hostile power. And he named the power Israel. Okay?
Yep.
And they said they've been on him for a long time. And he also went on to say that a lot of people in the Justice Department and the FBI agents have been threatened by the Israelis. A lot of people in the Justice Department have moved their children to safety in fear of their life. They say they have hit people on the ground when all this stuff comes down.
I wonder if he's got a dual citizenship.
I don't know, but a lot of them do.
I know. That's scary to me.
The other important thing was this guy tells Duff, and I don't believe Duff was lying. When they put all this stuff out on the internet, they were knocked off immediately. What's in these files that Michael Cohen's got, that Trump is is living on a Pottsville scheme. He's bankrupt.
I've read that. I read that, too.
I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me that the deep state didn't take every measure they could to make him go broke. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Yeah.
Another thing that puzzles me about Sessions is this guy that appointed the prosecuting attorney in the Southern District of New York.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Berman, okay?
Yeah.
He recused himself from the Michael Cohen case, and he was appointed by Sessions.
Really?
That's exactly right.
Oh, man. Never going to be any justice, Jimmy.
His name is, I think it's Godfrey Berman, but he recused himself from the case with Michael Cohen. I don't know.
It doesn't surprise me, but it sickens me.
And all this stuff in, that's going on in Syria, these chemical weapons that you can blame MI6,
yep,
the CIA, and the Mossad.
Exactly. Those are the three guilty ones right there. You're right.
Well, the Corps of Veterans, they captured these people here a few weeks ago. That's how they got all those pictures they posted online with those chemical weapons.
Mm-hmm. But nothing happened to them, did it?
They're still captured.
But the public's never going to find out unless somebody like Veterans Today puts it out there. But they get
blocked. These people at Veterans Today, about 3 years ago, they went over there and met with all these high-ranking Syrians.
Yeah.
And told them what the New World Order was.
Good.
These people, a lot of their stuff they write on their website is satire, but they got some good stuff on it if you pay attention.
I think some of their stuff on 9/11 is the best I've ever seen.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Jimmy, I'm late for a break, my friend.
Okay, Jay, I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you.
Take care. All right, guys, got to hit, I guess it's our last break of the night, 272-9228, and we'll be back.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch, the normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Are you looking for a professional and dedicated team for all your beauty needs? It's Lavish Salon and Spa, located in historic downtown Prattville. Lash and brow tinting, full body waxing, facials, massages, and of course, all the latest in hairstyles, highlighting, and color. Check out all their services on Facebook. 10% off for military and first responders. Lavish Salon and Spa, 156 West Main, Prattville, 730-0747.
Hey, it's Tyler with Hometown Lenders. Check it out. The clock is ticking on these low interest rates. Don't miss your chance to save hundreds on your monthly payments and thousands of dollars in interest on your mortgage. Call 647-1900 or 647-1900.com. NMLS 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to the waning moments of clearing the air. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Love to hear that sound. Welcome back to the waning moments. I found this week, and this is so appropriate. We all know who Chuck Schumer is. Chuck Schumer is a POS. I do not like the man. If you've ever seen the video Waco, which gives probably 80% of the truth of what really happened at Waco. What you don't know about Waco is exactly what David Koresh really was, who he was working for, and all that. It was, you know, deep state stuff. But Schumer in the Waco movie, whenever they start getting to the truth about the helicopters having machine guns mounted on them, and they fired first, and the government fired first, and all this, Schumer shuts it down. I mean, he's a POS. He really is. But the name Schumer, when you go and you look it up, it's German, and it means good for nothing. I'm not kidding. Vagabond, good for nothing is what Schumer means in German. Isn't that appropriate? I think it's very appropriate because Chuck Schumer is a POS. If there's ever been a POS, he's a POS. Can't stand the man. And plus, if this thing, and it's never going to happen, but if they ever get held accountable, he's going to prison for a long time. Long time, and I can't wait because these people need to be in prison. Actually, they need to be executed. It's my opinion because if you don't mess with children, you just don't do it. You don't mess with kids, and they mess with kids, and they need to die for it. But again, that's my opinion. Well, I love the caller earlier talking about there needs to be mandatory military for politicians. I couldn't agree more, and I still think they need to have the median income of the people they represent. That'll give them some inspiration to make things better, you know, for the people that they represent so they themselves will get a raise. We were talking about all the people that have died under mysterious circumstances. I just found the article on the lady who was working. Her name was Milagro Myla Demir. And she actually came out about Oxitec mosquito release, and she wound up dead, believe it or not. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Bill again.
Hey, Bill again. What's up?
Well, I'm listening to y'all talking about these different things that are going on.
Uh-huh.
And, man, I just lost it.
Hey, welcome to my world, buddy.
Yeah. What were y'all just talking about?
Oh, gosh. What were we just talking about? I was talking about Chuck Schumer's a POS.
Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, and the Waco thing.
Yeah.
And the things that are going on in our government. There's so many black ops groups that our government has no idea how many there are.
You're correct.
I'm not giving you my last name. I was in back during the Vietnam War for 3 years.
Thank you for your service.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. It's just unbelievable the amount of stuff our government does that the people don't know about.
Yep.
And it's just amazing. Nowadays, I keep watching my driveway every day, see if there's somebody coming up here to take me off somewhere.
Wow.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Has your disclosure agreement expired?
Has my what expired?
Disclosure. Did you sign an agreement saying you weren't going to talk about stuff?
Right. Yes.
It's expired?
And there's no time limit on it.
Ah. Wow.
We all had to do that.
Wow.
The places we've been, the things we've done, none of that's allowed out.
Wow.
But what they need to do with these prisons, they're talking about prison overcrowding.
Mm-hmm.
Take these guys that are on death row. Bring a portable gallows out there. Have the TV station there. Take these people and hang them.
Yep.
Show it on TV.
Yep.
You want to see the crime rate drop?
Yep.
That'll drop the crime rate.
Oh, you preaching to us what I've been saying for so long. The Bible even says that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it does.
You're absolutely right.
Yes, I read it every day, study it.
Good.
But, yes, that's, if we don't start doing something soon, we are sliding right into the end times, and the seven-year tribulation will start, and
we're in trouble.
Hopefully, yes, we are in trouble, but hopefully I'll be one of the Christians that gets out of here before it starts.
Amen. I hope
but
so.
But if not, I told the Lord, I'm set up, I'm ready to go. You want me to take out the Antichrist? I'm ready.
I hear you, man. I love it.
But y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
I know y'all are just about done.
Just about.
And I thank you for accepting my calls.
I appreciate you calling, Bill. Take care, my friend.
All right, you too.
See you. Hey, caller, you just made it in.
I'm ready to go. You want me to say hello? All right, I think I got to turn my radio off.
Yeah, please.
Hello. Yes. Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you got about a minute.
Okay. Want to ask you some? What about that top secret security clearance? Does it have a time limit on it?
I have no idea.
I thought I gave him 30 years. After 30 years, you could talk.
30 years. Let me think.
I don't know.
84.
Wow.
Yeah, you good?
I'm good?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2014 it expired.
So I'm allowed. Uh-huh. We saw some things that would not be believed.
I can believe that.
Yeah. But anyway, as long as I know, you don't think that I'm going to have those men in black coming up for me?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
I listened to George Norrie last night. Art Bell passed.
What?
Art Bell. She said Art Bell.
Yeah, Art. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I missed some of the broadcast tonight.
Yeah, it's a sad day.
Yes, indeed it was.
Mm-hmm. What else you got, honey? I'm out of time.
Honey, go to other people that have more things.
I don't have anyone. I have to go. Our time is up.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. I love each and every one of you. Good Lord willing, I will be back next week. Postman will be as well. Good Lord willing. Don't know what's going to happen, but remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. And that is the God. All caps. The only God. The ruler of the universe, the most holy, the God. All right, guys, keep looking up.